Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's my name. This is my game. It's Radio 101. I suppose if you're an advanced student like Jay is, it's Radio 202. Remember having to choose your college or even high school courses? It was English 101. Okay, so that was the basic ones for the people who are immigrants. But if you're really good, you could be in English 404. So which you were in, 404, Jay, of course, right? You were in the advanced placement class.
Oh, no. We didn't really have the 101s and all of that stuff in high school. It was pretty much just English and then literature, history of literature. they were actually titled different things, but I always liked theater class, and I did do 2 years of French, 2 years of Spanish, but I wish, looking backwards, my one regret was just pick one and stick with it, because I don't remember everything anymore, and what I do remember, they all blend together, Spanish and French.
Sounded like it was you were penalized. I did 2 years of French, like you were doing 2 years in the slammer or 2 years of writing.
Oh no, I loved it. It was a choice. Yeah, I was thrilled with it. But I do wish that I had been wise enough at the time to pick one language and stick with it for those 4 years.
All right, well, let's find out what's going on this hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. First, some of the good news. Here's this fundraiser for the toddler. He had two parents, as most youngsters 2 years old have, until the Highland Park shooter killed them both. So now there has been an attempt to raise money to help him as he goes through life. Imagine it, too. What is he? He doesn't know, really. He just doesn't know. Where are my parents? He doesn't even, at 2 years old, can barely speak, right? Your son, Mac, is 2 years old,
probably,
right?
He probably has about 50 words in his vocabulary, but there's probably going to be a little bit of time where he's still asking for his parents, and then the time's going to come where he doesn't really remember the parents anymore, more so about what people are telling this child about the parents and the pictures and everything. And a family friend set up this fundraiser to not only support him, but support the caregivers of him now, who have this life change as well, the grandparents who lost a child and the spouse, and it's just so devastating and heartbreaking. But so many people stepped in to donate that $2.6 million have been raised for this child.
Yep. Aiden McCarthy is his name. Folks named Kevin and Irina, they were wiped out by this no-good SOB who is... this is something, this guy, 21 years old, responsible for seven people, innocent people, just there at Highland Park at the 4th of July parade. Why is this guy still even breathing? Why didn't somebody just take him out? You know, one of the things that happens at the end of these shootings, the horror that is exemplified, some of these cowards take their own lives or they get shot by the police. So, anyway, this guy shot 83 rounds on the rooftop. His rifle then fell out of the bag as he was running away. He's being held without bail. I wish somebody would just do him in. And that's not my normal MO. But when you look at things, the story like this youngster, 2 years old, for no reason. There's not a good reason in the world. Now, spiritually, you could say, well, there was something else planned. But still, the emotion that we come up with, the response that we come up with, the ideas that we have in our head as to what to do with this no good cretin, creep, crumbag. He just get rid of him. He's trash. He's dirt. He's a blight on society. I don't know how much more I can add to this, but
pure evil. And he was actually plotting a second attack. Yeah. He had gone to Wisconsin to kind of scout out an event there as well, and security footage has shown he admitted to all of this, acknowledged it. And there's just so many more stories, because we think about the people who were there and unfortunately lost their lives, and the people who lost loved ones. But the people who were there that witnessed this, that saw the shooter, saw the weapons, saw the bullets flying, a lot of people are not going to overcome it. There's a story about a man, his wife, and three children that he's sharing. How he started to hear something, and he was thinking somebody was setting off firecrackers in the crowd,
right?
And kind of turned around, saw the gun, saw the bullets flying, and his fight or flight or freeze, he froze. And his wife realized what was going on and kind of like snapped him out of it, told him to get moving. He grabs their 2-year-old, she grabs their older kids, and they got running. And he was just saying how the bullets were coming towards them, and he was like stuck in quicksand. He could not move. And the next day, they live in Boston. They were visiting her family, who is originally from the area, and it's something that her children love doing every summer, going to their grandparents, going to this parade, and they had tickets to go to the baseball game the following day. And the older children and the father, they didn't want to go. They're terrified. The oldest son is still having nightmares. And the woman felt like, you know what, I don't want to live in fear. So she took the 2-year-old, went with her father-in-law to this game, and they had fireworks there. And she said that she was still on edge. And this isn't something that people are just going, that who survived is just going to get over overnight.
No. The story continues. There are all kinds of stories about the people who were there, the families that were there, the idea that all these people were together at the same time, the children waving at the floats and waving at the people on the sidelines. It's just, they're just there to have a moment of fun, there for a moment, in a sense, to enjoy what the day was about. Celebrating our American heritage, history, beginnings. So is this what America has boiled down to? Is this what America is about now? People killing other people for no reason? This is America? Look at it. Look around. 300 of these things have gone on since the first of the year. Is that the America that you want for yourself, your family, your children, your friends? This what you want? We keep talking about it, but then what do we do about it? And we don't do anything about it. We're so worried about being able to hold on to a gun like it's some sexual device or something. We are struggling as a country. We haven't got any leadership. We're listless. We're lost. We're bobbing up and down in a boat. The Democratic Party is getting really fed up with Biden because he doesn't do anything. So what does that do? Is there a shakeup coming there? You look around at all the things that people are saying anyway. I don't know. Talk is cheap. What are you doing? Where is their leadership? I feel, I never thought Biden was that strong a leader anyway. Not a bad guy, in a manner of speaking, at least according to some. Some people say he's in it just for what he gets out of it. I don't see it that way, but he's not getting it. He's not doing anything. So here we are, and we're looking, we're begging, crying for leadership. Not only is it happening here, wait till we talk about what's going on in England in a moment or two. What exactly is happening to the British government? We'll talk about that after this here on Good Day.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when you get together with a friend and she says,
"Girl, those pants look amazing on you."
But even though I'm happy dancing inside, I just play it cool and say, "Thanks, they're Skechers Go Walk Wear pants." And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? Because whether I'm hanging with friends or working out, nothing beats the fit, comfort, and versatility of Skechers Go Walk wear. They're made with comfortable Go Flex fabric that has compression and hold, including a double compression waistband. What's that mean? It gives me curves in all the right places and minimizes the spots where I want a little help. And the versatility is incredible. Go Walk wear pants have four pockets, two back and two sides. Plus, they're machine washable and come in extended sizes, so everyone can look great in these pants. Easy care, easy wear, and made to fit every body. That's the Skechers Go Walk wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, and find retailers everywhere.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
17 after the hour on the July 7th edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Boris Johnson, boring Boris.
So mature.
See you later, Boris. Bye bye. He's another boob. Didn't have any good leadership qualities. How these guys get elected is amazing.
It goes to show that people in how many people resigned. He just appointed somebody the other day, and then less than 48 hours later,
Gonzo,
they resigned.
Right. Yeah. Anyway,
that's very telling.
So, does he stay in office while they try to find a new leader? That's the question. That's what I said. What's happening to the British government? Does anybody have a clue as insight to this? Who's next in line? I've kind of checked out. I usually am fairly close to what's going on in England for all of the right reasons. But this guy is such a jerk, and he doesn't have any real, there's no charm, there's no charisma, there's no, you know, just nothing. He's 58 years old. He has been able to wiggle out of some pretty tight spots over the last few years, but
when you get known, you're more known for how you can get out of those tight spots rather than what you're actually doing. And
it's
very telling. And it just keeps, it's like one hit after the other that he was getting out of.
Yeah. So there's a lot of the bad moods continue. My daughter and her husband and my grandson, Miles, just spent 2 weeks in England and get back a couple of days ago. And they were talking about this and how Britain is usually, having spent a lot of time there when Meghan was in school, and my wife she was trained in teaching there, and we had I just felt like an Anglophile. And it's such a wonderful place to spend a lot of time these days. But this stuff here, it reminds me of the chaos that's happening here. And then you look around the world, back to what I was saying a few minutes ago. There's no leadership. There's just chaos. Every place. We have to get a grip. And I think a lot of the chaos, frankly, is caused and created by social media and the devices and our dependence on them. We have fallen victim to and continue to give over to this nonsense that's part of it. We have our social media time, but it's usually just about celebrity gossip. But if you look at the trending stories every day from various categories, it's all chock full of this sort of thing. So the news here is that Boris Johnson has agreed to resign. After that, it's anybody's guess what's going on, really. And there's something about, I can go back to Tony Blair or even Margaret Thatcher, or you go back to some of to Winston Churchill and the image of Downing Street, always so formal and kind of British. And then you see this boob come out of 10 Downing Street, and you just wonder where did the Brits go? How did they, you know, and a lot of it is how he charmed people through the social media contacts that he made. All right, 21 after, this is the Good Day program.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got your pegs.
Most people recognize that as a theme from...
Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
All right, Frazier.
That is one of the best.
All right, so Kelsey Grammer
singing the theme.
Yeah, he's got some things to say about the reboot of Frasier, and we'll get to that right after this.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Jay and Doug here on Good Day with the what is going on with Kelsey Grammer. People seem to be excited. You like Frasier. I could hear it in your voice. You like
me?
Dr. Frasier Crane.
Yeah. I love that theme song. No, I actually never really watched it. I caught scenes here and there, like flipping through channels once upon a time. There was once when, I can't remember what I was watching, but Frasier came on afterwards, and it was probably one of the funniest show opens of anything I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And I ended up watching the rest of the episode, and I was like, oh, okay, well, if I catch it, I'll catch it, but I never really made it a point. But it was, there was no dialogue in the open. It was, who's Frasier's brother? Niles? Niles Crane.
Niles.
And
yes,
I think
Niles.
he was getting ready for a date. I don't know if it was a blind date or what, but he's just going through this process of getting ready, and all these mishaps keep happening, and he burns himself, and then he accidentally draws blood, and then he passes out, and then he wakes up, and he sees blood, and he passes out again, and just all these different kind of slapstick comedy moments that mm-hmm. was very, a little bit Three Stooges. Three Stooges-ish, but it was so funny that I was seriously sitting on my bed cracking up watching this show open, and I was like, okay, good job. That was very nicely done.
All right, so here's the story. For those who don't remember or don't know what we're talking about, Kelsey Grammer, pretty well-known actor. He started his career on Cheers, as a matter of fact, or at least the well-known part of his career.
Well,
he played
his character was on
boyfriend.
Cheers, yeah.
Yeah. Diane Chambers' love interest. And then he was on Wings. That was created by the same folks that did Cheers. And then the Frasier character came out, and it ran for 11 seasons, 37 Emmys. He got 4 Emmy Awards himself, Golden Globes, all that
stuff. Easily one of the most successful spinoffs.
Yeah, right. So here's some trivia. You want to know some trivia, the behind the scenes of the Kelsey Grammer, the Frasier show. You know the studio that they are in? Yeah, they have he's on the air, and there's a studio, and his producer is on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay. That studio setup came from my alma mater, KABC, and Bob Kay, who was the program director at KABC when I was there, designed that, set it up, and put all the pieces together. When they came to him to find out what the studio should look like, they had some old stuff from the old studio, and he put it together, showed them how to do it. So there's an authentic feel to it when you look at it as a radio guy, because Bob Kay set it up. How about that?
Three
cheers
so
for
cool.
Bobby the Kay. All right,
that's
it's 28
awesome.
After the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Polestar is returning to the Goodwood Festival of Speed on June 23rd, 2022, and will debut the Polestar 5 prototype and the new high-performance limited edition Polestar 2 BST Edition 270. Polestar's electric roadster concept and its existing production range will also be present. The Polestar 5 prototype will be stationed in the first glance paddock. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is set to resign. After facing a week of intense pressure, Johnson set to announce a statement today from London. As far as why he's resigning, Nigel Farage is a former Brexit Party leader.
Well, there were a series of problems that have been occurring month after month. Unforced errors, in most cases. Things that could easily have been avoided, as opposed to major crises that sometimes get thrust upon leaders. This one is a good, old-fashioned sex scandal.
A grieving community is preparing to start burying their dead as the first funeral for the victim of the July 4th mass shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, is set for Friday. 7 people were killed by a gunman who authorities say fired dozens of rounds from a rooftop during a holiday parade, injuring many others. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Firefighters are making progress against the Electra fire south of Sacramento, California. CAL FIRE reports it's now 40% contained, and some of the hundreds of people who were evacuated are now being allowed to head back home. Others aren't. And Amador County Sheriff Gary Redman says those empty homes may be tempting to thieves, but he's stepped up patrols to prevent looting.
We've already caught somebody that ran a roadblock and was casing houses up to no good, and he is now in the Amador County Jail, and we will continue to have that zero tolerance in Amador County.
In a speech alongside MI5 leaders in London on Wednesday, FBI Director Christopher Wray sounded the alarm about the challenges China poses to the Western world, from cybersecurity to technology theft and even election interference.
This spring, the Chinese government went so far as directly interfering in a congressional election in New York because they didn't want the candidate, a Tiananmen Square protester and critic of the Chinese government, to be elected.
A bipartisan pair of senators is calling for an investigation into the Chinese app TikTok, which they allege is being used to steal personal data from the users of the app. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We can make it a good day for you. Lots of love, lots of thoughts. The things going on in the world, we specialize in events of the day, the issues of the day, the people that folks are talking about. And from the good news department, here's Jennifer Aniston, who apparently, Jay, went out of her way to make a radio intern look good. And we could use some of that stuff down in Dallas with our radio folks down there, James and Chris. Maybe we should send Jennifer Aniston to see them. The story from a fellow, a podcast named Joe, is it Pardavilla? I think
that's what I think, yeah. Pardavilla, right. And he was an intern on a morning show, and you know how there's a lot of things with morning show sticks, where they send the interns out to do stuff, and she's filming a movie, and they're like, go down to the set and get an interview, and they have these questions to ask and all of this stuff, and the bodyguard sees somebody approaching her trailer and jumps in, and she hears the commotion, and she peeks her head out, and she's like, hey, not right now, I can't talk right now, and goes back into her trailer. And so he, you know, tail between his legs, returns back to the studio, and apparently she had her assistant call the radio show, the front desk, to set up an interview because she felt bad about turning him away, and she ended up giving them like 25 minutes, and there were no restraints on questions they could ask, and they talked about friends and her career.
You know what? That's what people are supposed to be like, though. Why not be? You become a celebrity because people like what you do. There are some people who are jerkleburgers when it comes to dealing with the public.
The artists. People who don't want to be celebrities. Yeah. They want it to be actors.
Yes, right, exactly. So under the circumstances, perhaps they learn a lesson from Jennifer Aniston, who gets the fact that she wouldn't be anywhere were it not for the people who enjoy watching
her on TV
or in movies. And she's a good actor. I think she is. She comes across. I'll tell you that show, The Morning Show, actually, that's now, is it on Apple? I think it's on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, very, she and Reese Witherspoon are on that show. I've seen a bunch of episodes on the plane going back and forth. I haven't seen it because it's a good thing my children are coming to visit, because now I get back to be able to see. I have a lot of the streaming services, but I can't figure out how to get them on. For a while it worked, and now it doesn't, and I don't know what went wrong. So either short of having you tell me how to do it, because you're very good at that sort of thing, I'll see if Megan can help me straighten out. Or I may have to really dig down deeply and call somebody at Fios and, hey, I got this problem with my TV.
Oh, let's make that a last resort.
Yes. Okay. Then you'll be in the queue one way or the other. Okay, so hip, hip, hooray for Jennifer Aniston and her attitude toward things. I think she still loves Brad Pitt, frankly.
Really?
I
feel like there's love there, but not an in-love kind
Wasn't,
of love.
Like well, maybe, yeah.
They
good,
feel
yeah,
like they're genuinely friends.
Yeah, right. And therefore they should be. Was it Russ? Who was her love interest? The guy, Schwimmer, wasn't that on Friends?
Oh, Ross. Yeah, David
Ross.
Schwimmer.
Yeah, yeah. I never
Ross
watched
Geller.
Much of the show, but I did. I managed to pick up bits and pieces here and there. And I actually thought it was pretty funny. And I love the chemistry between her and, what's her face? And their
Courtney
best
Cox.
Friends have. Yeah, I liked that.
Yep.
I always liked her and her good kind of energy. Okay, a couple of things here that need an update. How many people remember James Comey? Remember him from the FBI?
Mm-hmm.
Not the TV show, but
yeah.
he was the former FBI director. He came across as kind of a moralizer, in a manner of speaking. Do you know what I mean? He wrote books about Trump, and he wasn't obviously sympathetic toward him at all. He didn't like him, and then Trump didn't like him. Well, there are two people, Comey is one, and McCabe. Most people remember McCabe as well. They were in the administration, but they didn't like Trump. They were trying to dismantle whatever he was doing. So I don't think most people knew this. I didn't know it until I just found out about it, that as these guys were, they had left the administration, and they were out on their own and telling stories about Trump, Trump sicked the IRS on them. And this is like Nixonian stuff. And I didn't know that it happened, but there's apparently a new overview of Trump and how he was treating people that didn't like him. And that was pretty much there's a long list of those people. And so Comey and McCabe had the list of the people who Trump wanted prosecuted. They were selected for rare audit programs, that kind of stuff. So social media is working that over. And as you can imagine, the responses, if you like Trump, then this guy's no good, has nothing to do with what the facts are. The facts are that Comey was audited, and it lasted a year. And actually, when they were all done, he and his wife got a $347 refund.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I find kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah, right. Anyway, so that's that story. The update on this, what we call Jalen Walker, a youngster. He was the guy killed by the police in Akron, Ohio.
Years old.
He's 25. 60. He was shot 60 times. And his family, there are some people in the media, news media, that want to talk. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. And I guess I would be, because it was such a violent death. Whether the guy ran from the police, I don't really think I know what the story is, because there's so many things. The people who don't like, the people who like the police don't like this guy. How do you come out of an intelligent discussion, you don't like him, because he was a lawbreaker. He was something, no lights in his tail feather or something.
There was some kind of traffic violation. Right. And he ran from police. There was a chase, and from police body cam footage and dash camera, it looks like Jalen Walker fired one shot outside of the driver's side. The car continued to roll, and he jumped out of the passenger side and continued on foot, and that's when he was shot. Now, he was unarmed when he was shot, and a lot of people are saying there was a weapon found in the car, and a lot of people are saying, well, if he shot at police, how are police to know that he didn't have any weapons on him? And that's a valid question, but from the opposite side as well. But that's the thing, from the opposite side as well. They didn't know. They shot an armed man.
Yeah, I get
What kind of further training is there to figure out if somebody is currently armed or unarmed?
Yeah, that's the thing. That is...
And 60 plus bullets. I mean, this guy just basically got sprayed, and so excessive. And then you look at the Highland Park person who shot how many people and took police also on a pursuit and was arrested, quote unquote, without issue.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a lot of people get angry about this. Speaking of anger, in a moment we talk about the story of a woman who was denied medication because of the Roe v. Wade ruling. If you haven't heard this story, you don't know the story behind the story, this may upset you a little bit. We'll talk about it after this.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margarines are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or new Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like ArchFit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Of course, it's 45, almost 45 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So here's this woman who has expressed shock at being denied medication because of the Roe v. Wade decision. Becky Schwartz is her name, Jay. She tweeted about her condition. She has lupus. The challenges that she faces because her access to health care has changed because of the Supreme Court decision.
Mm-hmm.
And this post has been read thousands, tens of thousands of times. She said, quote, "I've never had an abortion, but my access to health care has changed because of the overturn of Roe. I have lupus, which is an inflammatory autoimmune disease, causes the system to attack it. So your system attacks your system."
Mm-hmm. It's basically like your body is allergic to your own body. Almost.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of like MS in a manner of speaking. So anyway, she's 27 years old, lives in Northern Virginia. She has been continuing to express herself, quote, "I received an email from my rheumatologist today They are stopping all refills of this, whatever, however you pronounce this, meclo, blunga bunga.
Methotrexate.
That too. Because it's considered an anti, what is it? An anti-bor, what is it?
No, and it can cause abortions.
Mm-hmm.
Abortificient or whatever. And this is not the only story going around. There's a lot of other women who are struggling with lupus or arthritis, and they've been relying on this medication, and now providers will not give it to them because they are of childbearing age. And
they won't give it to them because they're afraid they'll get arrested and or fined and or lose their license.
Or that these women could use it to induce their own abortion.
And back to the mess that this country is. This country's a mess.
And they're not getting rid of this medication. Men who deal with arthritis, RA, lupus, anything like that, they can still take
it. So that means you got to resort to finding a man who's got lupus to be able to get the medication so you can take care of yourself.
Which is then still very illegal as well. It's
that's crazy.
There's a whole domino effect
happening with this. Country's back in the damn dark ages. Yeah. I've made it so clear how I feel about abortions, but to have the arbitrary, capricious, negative, nasty attitude that has come about as a result of this. And frankly, if we're going to point fingers, I never think that the blame game is worth much to fix the problem. But a lot of this stuff comes from a lot of the right-wing radio people. The messages that are so misleading. It's not just this stuff, but it's the whole continuing election fraud, although most people are getting off of that now because they realize it goes no place. But there are still people who are, and on the radio, they're banging away at this stuff if they're political. And a lot of you like to listen to that political stuff. A lot of the same stations that carry this program are mostly political and mostly right of center. But under the circumstances, where are you bringing us? What are you doing to help move the country along? So you don't like the results of the election of 2020. Got it. What has that got to do with the midterm election? Are we going to question that? Is every election from now on going to be questioned because Trump says that the election was stolen from him? Is that where we're going with this? We're going to ruin. This is the destruction of our country. People say, no, we've got to get to the problem. There is the problem is there are a lot of problems with election fraud. And people who are not allowed to. It reminds me of yesterday, Jay, there was a story floating around about how people who can't get a license not to be. If you can't identify yourself, you can't vote. I have no problem with that. If you can't tell me who you are, if you can't prove who you are, then you don't deserve to vote. Why are we giving people the benefit of the doubt when we don't know who they are? It's not that difficult. And I've been beating this drum for a long time as well. It's not difficult to get an ID. It just isn't. Mm-hmm. So stop your whining and moaning and groaning. And all these people who say, well, I've been robbed because I can't vote. Yeah, you can. So if it's that important to you, as well it ought to be, if you're a good American, then take care of the problem. Get an ID and vote in person. That's the American way. That's how you save democracy, in a manner of speaking, at least from my perch here, at 10 before the hour on the Good Day program.
Insurance.
Oh, honey, doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools?
It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ourselves at 53 past this hour already. The hour has flown by, Jay. Doug and Jay with the family farm food news. I like to put it, it's putting family for, well, if you don't have the farm, you don't have the food. If you don't have the food, you haven't got a family because they'll all croak. So that's maybe the way.
That is one way to put it.
That is, right. It's a way to look at it. All right, so there's a problem. And I was going to say Deutschland, but it's not. It's in Holland. A problem that we may have over here. We'll talk about that after this. Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? In this case, Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. Okay, so let's move into this story. This is something that will affect us, I think, Jay. The farmers in Holland angered by the government requiring them to use less fertilizer and reduce the number of livestock that they're raising. Because of that, there have been protests there this week. The farmers are blocking supermarket distribution hubs.
Mm-hmm.
Amsterdam, for example, which is the home of KLM, a lot of things, and some Air France planes coming, bringing foodstuffs in. They blocked off the airport there, blocked off the roads there, traffic jams all over the place.
Good for them.
Yeah, me too.
When you play this out, think about how disgusting this is, that they are taking away their ability to push out, well, you will use the term product, and therefore they're not getting the same kind of income they were getting, but yet they still have to pay the same bills, they still have to pay the same property taxes,
right.
They still have to do all of that stuff. The money out is still the same, while they're being told they can't bring as much money in anymore?
Well, one of the things that people, we're having this problem here because of what they call runoffs and nitrogen in the soil. Nitrogen is necessary to help the plants that are being, we just planted some corn the other day, and I don't use commercial fertilizers, but I will use nitrogen. It's like ammonia. Helps to restore the fertility of the soil, makes the whatever is being grown greener, that sort of thing. But there's a lot of high-intensity farming that goes on with cows and pigs and other animals, not only in that country and all over Europe, but here in our country. The stuff that I rail against, because it's unhealthy, the stuff that's produced by animals that are living in those conditions is horrible. It's the animals and their, you know, like we have our own emotions. When animals are put into positions of, you know, people say, they're just animals. No, they have emotions the same as we do. There have been plenty of studies as to what goes on with a cow when the cow is down on the way down the chute to the slaughterhouse. They know what's going on. They understand it. And so there's that. Plus, living in a cage or a box for most of their lives, what comes out, the stuff that's their juices, their chemistry, is affected, and thus the meat that comes off of their bodies is affected. And I don't think a lot of people get that. So anyway, some words. That's something to think about. Today is National Strawberry Sundae Day. Americans combining on this day every year vanilla and strawberry ice cream with strawberries. I think we ought to have National Blueberry Sundae Day, because strawberries are usually a June product. Blueberries are out now, and they are yum. So this the ice cream sundae started in Ithaca, New York.
Well, it's up for debate. There's a fight going on about where it was created,
really?
and the backing around it. Yeah, there apparently. So Ithaca's, they had the first ad for it. They are claiming that they originally did this, and it was spelled like the day of the week, Sunday. An E, but then there was somebody else that across. I forgot where it's at now. But anyway, there's some ordinance that they couldn't have pop floats or whatever, and so they decided to take out the drink.
Rivers.
Yeah,
Two Rivers. This all started in drugstores, and so that's what with the original ice cream parlors were drugstores at the time. All right, so enjoy your Sunday today. It's 40, where is it? No, 59 past the hour.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.